So this post on Reddit, it's kind of getting some attention. I thought it was interesting. Am I a jerk for refusing to demote my dog after my sister gave her baby the same name?
Okay. All right. So the dog had the name first?
Yeah. Why don't you dive into that, Kelly?
Okay. I, 26-year-old female, have a dog named Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie is a golden retriever I adopted 4 years ago, and he's my bestest buddy.
Sure.
My sister Emily, 29-year-old female, recently had her first child, a baby boy. She and her husband named him Charlie.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was funny, didn't really think much of it. But then Emily pulled me aside during a family gathering and said it was confusing and disrespectful for me to keep calling my dog Charlie now that her son has the same name.
Oh, wow.
She asked me to rename my dog. Yes, I told her no. Charlie's been his name for 4 years. Yeah. He knows it, responds to it. It's on all of his paperwork. Changing it would be weird for him and for me. And she got really upset, said it's not fair for her son to share a name with a dog, especially in family settings.
Family settings?
She thinks it'll lead to jokes and confusion as her son grows up.
Okay.
My parents have weighed in, and while my dad says it's ridiculous to expect me to change my dog's name, my mom says I should just consider it to keep the peace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now Emily's barely speaking to me, and a few family members think I'm being stubborn. I have no idea how I am in the wrong here. The world has gone crazy. I love my dog. I didn't name him to spite anyone. I also think it's not my fault. They chose a name already in use in the family. So am I the jerk?
Okay.
I mean, short answer, no, you are not the jerk.
Yeah, I feel like you already...
Now, you had the name for 4 years, and your sister knew that.
But
so she's coming in to steal it?
Yeah, I'd be interested to know if she, her sister, and her talked about names and loved Charlie before Charlie the dog.
So like 4 years ago, one day I want to have a child and name it Charlie. And so in her mind, maybe... The original poster.
She like called dibs on
her baby's name.
Yeah,
yes.
Called dibs on the name. I mean, can you call dibs on a name?
It's an interesting theory, which may add the fuel to sister Emily feeling like she owns the name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But okay, so then this should have been an issue, I feel like, 4 years ago when she got Charlie the dog and named it Charlie the dog. Because then in the initial moments, you could probably address it then. Like, hey, I wanted this name to be in the family for one of my future children.
Jackie texted, screw that. She knew that when she named her kid. The dog's been Charlie for 4 years.
Yes, I feel like we all understand.
I feel
that.
Like we understand that you had it. So
you didn't just find out the dog's name was Charlie. You've known that for 4 years.
Right, exactly. So that'd be like if my sister decided to have another baby and it was a boy and named her boy Dougal and then goes to me and says, hey,
you need to change.
Gonna need you to change your now. Now, to be fair, the dog, when she says the dog responds to Charlie, sure, she could probably just start calling the dog another name and the dog would respond the same way.
Okay. Or if the dog just isn't that smart and never responds anyway.
Are you speaking from personal experience, Kelly? do you have an interesting like name origin story? 502-795-1997 is our number.
I feel like though Planet Earth that would be responding to this Reddit thread is going to be like, your sister's crazy. You've had the dog's name for 4 years. That's her problem. That's her problem.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she's going to have to get over it.
So a lot of people are saying, why don't you just start calling the kid Human Charlie.
Human Charlie.
Instead of, you know, Charlie the dog, just call him, hey, Human Charlie.
I kind of like that. Human Charlie.
Human Charlie.
Yes, then we know who we're talking about.
got a message. My parents named their dog Buddy. My father's childhood nickname was Buddy. Buddy the dog needed an ACL surgery. Once in passing conversation, she told my father's sister, Buddy just had an ACL surgery, and my aunt was upset she didn't know about her brother's surgery until after the fact.
That See, was just funny. Little moments of confusion. Just little moments. It's gonna be fine though.
Oh my gosh, Jessica messaged us and said, hey, just being a realist, dogs don't live as long as humans. Yes, terribly sad, but it was the dog's name first, and the dog will only be around a certain amount of years, just saying. So
okay,
it sounds like Jess is saying
until my dog dies, it's all gonna be fine.
Wait till the dog dies. No, just let the dog have the name and let them coincide with one another for a few short years. And then, you know, in 10 years when the dog's no longer around, then maybe it's fine and you get to lose the human off of your human Charlie.
So that's what we
tell
the sister, hey, the dog's going to die at some point. It'll be fine then. Just wait it out.
Yeah, just wait it out. Okay. All right. If you've got a good name origin story or something like this, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those stories on the way. This person wanted to know if they were the jerk for refusing to demote their dog's name of Charlie, their four-year-old dog's name Charlie, after her sister gave birth to a baby and named him Charlie.
And she's like, you have to change your dog's name.
Now listen, I thought, you know, speaking of dog names and everything, I thought that my daughter's name, Sophia, when we were picking out names, I was like, man, that's a dog's name. We can't name her Sophia. And then obviously I grew out of that. But it was funny because Elizabeth texts us, not my wife, Elizabeth texts and says, Sophia's villain origin story is Ben giving her name trauma. Listen, she's heard this story before. I think she's all right with that. I think.
Yes. Okay, there's a lot of other comments rolling in, like my husband's uncle has the same name as our cat. Cat came with the name. No one has been confused when I talk about either of them. So again, just kind of pointing out that this is a non-issue. Now, of course, her sister is making it a big issue, so she said suggests that her sister changes her son's name to Spot or Rover.
Oh, there you go. Cindy texted, so what if the sister does change the dog's name and Emily decides that she likes that name also and decides to name her next kid the dog's name? Oh, is the sister just supposed to keep renaming the dog? Emily just needs to get over it. Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Another comment. Adopt a second dog. Name it Emily.
Name it the sister's name.
That is expert level trolling right there. Here's another comment. My parents had a dog named Sam. 5 years later, my sister had a boy named him Sam. Mm-hmm. We would joke about it. Sam chewed up the newspaper. Sam the dog or Sam the baby? Sam took his first steps. Sam the dog or Sam the baby? My nephew's in his 20s, and I still call him Sam the baby.
That's it. Like, along the same lines, someone else, we had a dog named Charlie and a realtor named Charlie. We would literally answer the poop on the floor question with, who did it, Charlie the dog or Charlie the realtor?
I feel like there's lots of possibilities for comedy. You just keep Charlie the dog and Charlie the baby.
Wow.
This is great. Like, Emily needs to understand the opportunities for comedy that they are going to have in their family.
Yeah, so many people are like, just call the kid Charles or something. Like, understand. I think it's cute, the whole, like, Charlie the dog or, well, why can't they just say Charlie the dog or Charlie the baby?
And when Charlie the baby grows up a little bit, he might be super excited that he's got Charlie the dog as his name twin.
Yes.
They might feel a special bond.
I just think that's hysterical. And that's Jen says, look, this could be fun. Original Charlie can potty train new Charlie. Then they can both eat their food from a dog bowl and nap on the mat. That's good.
These are all great
These
responses.
Are great options. Great
hopefully
options.
We'll talk Emily off the name ledge.
Yeah, right.
And stop, like, laying a stake of claim.
All right. Good stuff there. It's 99.7 EJX.